This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2263, Five Things We Pursue in the Simple Life, by Robin Schlocka with nosidebar.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. We have a bunch of shows where we do that. Search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of our shows. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Five Things We Pursue in the Simple Life, by Robin Schlocka with nosidebar.com. A couple of years ago, I began looking back over the year that had passed and looking forward to what the new one could bring. At some point, I had caught on to the trend of choosing a word that I could call to mind for how I wanted to define my year. Pursue became my word that year. Born from wanting more out of life, I hoped this word would spur me to be more intentional. I'd been feeling like my life was directed by others and by expectations from our culture. My home was full of stuff I didn't love or need that was stressing me out, and my calendar was full of commitments and events that I usually ended up wishing I had said no to. Why was it so hard to make time for the things that mattered most to me and my family? We'd begun to purge the material items, and pursue fit in perfectly with this desire to live more simply. A crucial part of and benefit from designing a simple life is pursuing the things that matter most to us. When we identify those things, our whys, why we want to purge the excess possessions, declutter the rooms, create the white space, free up the schedule, then our purpose becomes clear. What we want out of life comes into focus, and then we can run hard after it. For many of us, there are some common threads in life that we all want to pursue. Number one, pursue a life of deep relationships. We are wired for community. Whether you're young or old, married or single, kids or no kids, we want connection with others. Brené Brown says, quote, "Connection is the energy that is created between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment," end quote. Getting to that connection is not easy, but it is so worth the work, the tears, the honesty, and the long talks that get you there. Maybe your formerly packed schedule or excess possessions even cause tension or hinder deepening relationships. If that's the case, it's never too late to admit those mistakes and try to make amends or enhance the relationship going forward. Number two, pursue knowing yourself. While this can seem like a selfish thing, there are so many unselfish benefits that can come from it. One thing I realized as I simplified my life and began thinking about things that I truly love, I realized that for years, I'd been pushing aside my need to be out in nature. As a child, being outdoors was a big part of my life and the culture where I grew up. Whether it was just playing in the creek and woods near our home, hiking as a family, horseback riding with my dad, or learning about it in school, it was obvious that being outdoors was important, and I loved it. Being a grown-up and living in a city and having children seemed to put that on the back burner. Because we live in a city, I can't just walk out my back door and immediately be in a forest like I did as a child. Spending time in nature requires effort. It requires that I pursue it. Number three, pursue work you love. I think it's safe to say that many people are doing a job they don't love. Some of us aren't even sure what we would love doing for work, but there's more to work than just the place we clock in at 9 every morning. Maybe there are hobbies that we could revive to allow us to put effort into something we enjoy and that we see as bringing beauty or meaning or value to this world. Simplifying our lives can make time for those hobbies, and in some cases, can even lead to a change in our vocation to one that is more meaningful and more in line with our values. Number four, pursue a life of health. Complicated lives lead to complicated health. Stress has long been a culprit in harming our bodies in more ways than we realize. It affects our sleep, our mental health, our eating habits, our immune systems, and more. Simplifying our lives may not keep all illnesses at bay, but can certainly do good for our overall health. In my teenage years, I loved and played several different sports. And number five, pursue a life of generosity. We are happier and more content with our own lives when we are helping others. There are so many opportunities for good in this world, and while the needs can sometimes seem overwhelming, you can help one person. When we take the focus off the accumulation of more material possessions and begin to consider the most important things, there are usually causes or organizations or people that we want to give to. Knowing yourself is a worthy pursuit and is a great lead to finding ways of being generous. I recently was able to take a trip to Nicaragua with Food for the Hungry, an organization that I love supporting. They're helping communities rise out of poverty by taking a holistic and child-focused approach to development. Some of the highlights of my life have come from times that I was giving to others, and not just monetarily, but with my time, energy, and love as well. Pursue is a strong word. To pursue is to go after something. We're not sitting around idly waiting for something to happen or to come along. We run hard and sometimes even fight to pursue. This life is too short and too precious to not pursue the things that matter most. You just listened to the post titled, Five Things We Pursue in the Simple Life by Robin Schlocka with nosidebar.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, that should do it for this weekend. Thank you for being here and listening every day, and I'll see you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday. It's where your optimal life awaits.